Hello, everyone. You are listening to Uncomfortable Truths with Euclid Phoenix, where I talk about politics, religion, and other BS that I find interesting. Today, for BS, we are going to talk about time dilation, what Epstein's relativity means for everyday life. Most people assume time is universal, a steady cosmic clock ticking the same for everyone. It isn't. According to Einstein, time is flexible. It stretches, it compresses, it speeds up and slows down, depending on motion and gravity. This idea called time dilation sounds like science fiction, but it's actually affecting your life right now. While you listen to this, you are literally aging at a slightly different rate than someone on a mountain, an airplane, or a satellite. And modern civilization only works because we account for it. The basic idea, time is not absolute. Before Einstein, physics followed the intuition of Isaac Newton. Time flows the same everywhere. 1 second is 1 second, universal and constant. Einstein overturned that in 1905 and 1915 with relativity. He showed that time depends on speed and gravity, and there are actually two kinds of time dilation. Velocity time dilation. Moving clocks run slow. The faster you move, the slower your time passes relative to someone at rest. This is not metaphorical, it is measurable. If you traveled at 99% the speed of light for 5 years, decades could pass on Earth. This leads to the famous twin paradox. Twin A stays on Earth, twin B travels near light speed, twin B returns younger. This has been experimentally verified using atomic clocks on aircraft and satellites. So yes, astronauts age slightly less than people on Earth. Gravitational time dilation. Gravity slows time. Mass bends space-time. The stronger the gravity, the slower time moves. This means time moves more slowly at sea level than on a mountain, slower near Earth than in orbit, much slower near a black hole. Near a black hole's edge, hours could equal centuries outside. This isn't theory. We've measured it on Earth with precision clocks separated by just centimeters in height. The mind-blowing part, you experience different time than others right now. Your head ages faster than your feet. Weaker gravity higher up. People in airplanes age faster than people on the ground. Less gravity. Satellites age faster and slower depending on competing effects. Time isn't one shared river. It's millions of tiny personal timelines stitched together. Why GPS would break without relativity? Your phone uses about 30 GPS satellites orbiting Earth. Each satellite's clock differs from Earth's clocks because effect change, speed, moving fast, slows time, weak gravity, high altitude, and speed time. The result, GPS satellite clocks gain about 38 microseconds per day relative to Earth. That sounds tiny, but GPS measures distance using light speed. A 38 microsecond error becomes about 10 kilometers, 6 miles, of position error per day. Without relativity connections, maps fail, airplanes misnavigate, shipping collapses, financial networks, they sink, and your ability to find a restaurant literally depends on Einstein. Everyday places, time moves differently. The differences are microscopic but real. Why this changes how we think about relativity? Relativity destroys the intuitive idea of a universal present. There is no single now across the universe. Two observers moving differently literally disagree on similarity, duration, order of events in extreme cases. In other words, the universe has no global clock. Time parts of geometry, like distance. The philosophical shock. Before relativity, time was a stage where events happened. After relativity, time is part of the event itself. Past, present, and future depend on perspective, not just perception, but physics. This leads to the block universe interpretation. All moments exist in motion through time is observer dependent. Whether that interpretation is correct is debated, but physics forces the question. The takeaway: time dilation isn't exotic astrophysics, it's engineering reality. Your GPS, satellite, telecommunications, and global finance systems all rely on relativity corrections every second. Einstein didn't just change physics, he changed what the moment even is. The strange part isn't that time travel is impossible, it's that you're doing it already, just very, very slowly. Thank you for listening today to this, to me rambling on about BS. You can check my link below, and I hope you have a good day.